Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me today. Joe Griffin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend to you, but he's not a new friend to me. I've known Joe for a little while. Joe is president of SubmitAWebsite.com, which is part of the Website Pros organization. He's here to talk to us about what we can do to make sure that our websites have the maximum opportunity to be successful, turn them into profit centers instead of expense centers. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Glad to be on your show. Appreciate having the opportunity to talk to your audience.
Well, and you and I are going to be doing something later today, aren't we?
That's correct. Yes, we are.
So, folks, Joe and I are going to be on a webinar for IBM, and one of the things I'd like to do is make sure that we tell you guys about it and so that you can go there. It's a great opportunity for you to find out more about how to get folks to your website and also when you get them there, how to turn them into prospects. And so we're going to do that today, and you still have time to sign up for that. And all you got to do is go to ibm.com/smallbusiness and click on the webinar link there and follow the yellow brick road there. Joe, if someone came to you and they were building a website,
right?
You know, a lot of times, a lot of people build websites, but the people who are building the websites, they know how to build websites, but they don't know how to construct them so that they have the maximum opportunity to be successful, do they?
Typically not. You know, when you're talking about looking to get traffic from the internet when you build your website, there's a lot of different ways you can drive traffic to your site, and generally search engines are the best way to drive a very pre-qualified audience from the internet to your site. So mm-hmm. you want to make sure that when you build your website, you're taking into consideration that search engines are going to be looking at some key elements of your site, and that's how they're able to determine what your website is relevant for in terms of different keywords, and that's how people search. Obviously, when they go to a search engine, they type in relevant keyword phrases to find the end website. And so when you construct your site, there's a handful of things that you need to consider doing on your site to make sure that your site's relevant for different keywords.
Well, exactly. And also, tell us how the keywords need to be found, because that's important too, isn't it?
That's very important. Basically, whenever you decide that you want to get into the internet business, or whether you're starting a strictly online business, or whether you're taking your traditional business and moving it online, either way, you need to determine what people are typing in terms of the keywords that they're typing in that are relevant to your business, and that's a process that we call keyword analysis. And whether you're going to be paying per click to drive people to your site through search engines, or whether you are hoping to rank your site naturally high in the regular organic search results, and we can talk about that. But either one of those models, you're going to want to determine the keyword phrases that people are typing in that are relevant to your website. And this can be done through a variety of different keyword analysis tools that are publicly available on the internet that you can utilize. There's one in particular. It's a tool called the Google Keyword Analysis tool that I like.
Keyword Analysis.
Yes, it's called the Google Keyword Analysis tool or Google Keyword Suggestion tool. And you can find that tool if you type in Google Keyword in Google and then click on the number one result. That'll take you to the Keyword Analysis tool.
Mm-hmm.
And from this tool, you can very easily get an understanding of what people are typing in. So, you know, as an example, if you sell accounting software, you can go into this tool and literally type in the word accounting software. And Google's a very intelligent search engine, as we all know. they've got historic data on how people search that keyword phrase, and they'll even tell you other keyword phrases that might be very synergistic to that term but not part of the same family. So what that means might mean that they may serve up financial software in addition to the word accounting software, because they're smart enough to understand that that's another relevant keyword phrase. It doesn't have the word accounting in it, but still a very relevant keyword phrase. But they're also going to tell you that people type in, you know, best accounting software, small business accounting software, and all the combinations. Yeah, so you really want to spend some time in the keyword research and truly understand what are people typing in, what keyword phrases are the most relevant.
And that way you know how to develop, how to design not only the meta tags for your site, but also the language you use on your pages,
yes,
right?
That's right, yep, the content. Right.
Hold on to that thought, Joe. When we come back, folks, I'm going to get Joe to talk to us about how those keywords should be presented. We'll do that right after these messages. Stay with us. You don't know. Little Steely Dan for you. Your name in lights above it. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's the original one. That's where you can find the thousands of archives and thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members. Subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. Lots of good stuff there. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And don't forget the brand new site, our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. Where you can find, you can get small business answers now. You got questions, we got answers. And so you can check that out at askjim.biz. Joe Griffin is our guest. He's president of submitawebsite.com. And that's a search engine optimization organization that's now part of the Website Pros group. I want to come back, Joe, the web seminar that you and I are part of for IBM. Today, actually, folks, you still have time to subscribe to that, to join that. It's free, no cost at all. And here's the quickest way to get there: ibm.com/smallbusiness/webseminars. ibm.com/smallbusiness/webseminars. That'll get you there directly to the page where you can subscribe. You can sign up, no cost at all. It's today. Go there now and check it out when you get a chance. Joe. We were talking about the right words to use to get search engines interested in your website. You got to make sure those words are in text. If you can't stick your logo, if your logo has the right words, but the logo goes up as a graphic, the search engine spiders don't see those, do they?
No, they don't. When the search engines come into your website, they actually will scan the source code of each page on your website, and they read it strictly from a coding perspective. They're able to look at your content inside your code, because your content does reside inside your code. Technically, of course, they can't see the images. They know the sizes of them. They can tell the sizes of them because that's generally specified in the code. But they're not able to see what the images say. They can't see what colors they are or what they say. So they can only see
content. So if you sell hot tamales. And your company is called Bill's Hot Tamales, and you put that up in the logo in huge letters on your website, you're not going to get any mileage out of it. If that's the only place Hot Tamales shows up on your website, you might as well be, you're invisible to the search engines with regard to the words, to your key search words.
That's correct. If you don't actually have the word Hot Tamales in the text, they have no idea that you have anything to do with Hot Tamales.
Right.
Exactly. So you gotta have the words in the page.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's getting back to keyword analysis, by understanding the way people search for your business, it also kind of directs the way you'd want to build your website and the kind of content you'd want to create. If you know that people are typing in, again, small business accounting software, you might want to create a page dedicated just for small, you know, that just speaks to the benefits of having accounting software for a small business, just to attract that one particular keyword, because you know it's a popular term that people search.
So what you're basically doing is finding out how people think when they're looking for stuff. how does the typical person think when they're looking for stuff? What words comes to their mind? And it's amazing how it strikes so many people the same way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's great that the search engines give this data, freely available for anybody to look at, because if you're not looking at it before you build your website, you're really missing out on kind of an open book. It's a book of secrets that tells you exactly how to build your website, tells you what people look for on the internet. And if you're going to build a website and you're hoping to be successful with your internet business, it only makes sense that you know that information first going into it.
Well, and so, for example, folks, back to the hot tamale example, if you sell hot tamales, all right, so now you say, okay, Blessing Game, I got you. We now have hot tamales in text on our homepage and the title page, the title of the page and all that sort of thing. But what you didn't find out is that when most people are looking for hot tamales, they actually type in red hot tamales. And that was information you didn't know. So even though you got hot tamales, you might not quite be as refined as you need to be, right, Joe?
That's right, exactly. And they can, and a lot of times, the very generic keyword phrase, again, let's just use hot tamales as an example, a lot of times that may get the most search activity, but there may be what you'll find a lot of times is that the variations will combine to equal out to be a lot more search activity. So if you were to actually add up hot tamales, red tamales, green tamales, et cetera, red hot tamales even, you can even use those words. What will happen is that those words, when you add all those up, you get a lot more search activity. And that's a new terminology you'll hear. And this has been a philosophy for a long time. And a lot of people have called this second tier and third tier keywords, but it's now being commonly referred to as long tail keywords. And you can search the word long tail keyword and also in Google and really? Find a lot of articles about it. And it's talking to the benefits of really targeting those hundreds of relevant keywords and niche keywords that people are typing in that tend to convert very well.
Right. So I go to Google, I type in, tell me again what I type in.
So you want to use like red hot tamale?
No, I want to find the search words.
Okay.
So I go to Google search words?
And type in Google keyword.
Google keyword.
Uh-huh, two words.
Okay, I typed that into Google, folks, and then I've got Google AdWords keyword suggestions.
That's right.
That's on the top. Is that a click on that?
That's right. Click that one.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that takes me to a form, folks, which when we come back after these messages, we're going to get Joe to walk us through this. Ladies and gentlemen, do you want your website to stop being an expense and start being an income producer? Be a profit center. If you do, stay with us. We'll come back. We're going to show you how to use this. This is inside information, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody else knows this but you and me. Joe's giving it to us. It's secret. Don't tell anybody. We're back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Lessingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Joe Griffin. He's president of SubmitAWebsite.com. And, Joe, tell us, I want to get back. Folks, we're going to come right back to this Google thing we were working on. But, Joe, tell us about Submit a Website and how people do business with you.
So Submit a Website is a search engine marketing agency. And what that means is that we represent clients and help them to get better presence on the internet, specifically through the search engine. So we work with on a daily basis. We work with Google, Yahoo, MSN. Those are the primaries, and there's some smaller ones like AOL and Ask Jeeves or Ask now that we work with. But Google and Yahoo and MSN are really the main search engines that we work with, and we help websites and businesses succeed online by having better presence in the search engines. And there's a few different ways that we can do that, two ways in particular. The first is through what we call paid search or pay-per-click, where we can guarantee traffic to a company, and there's generally a fee that ranges depending on the industry on a per-click basis. And then we can also help companies rank higher in what's called the natural search selection or the natural search rankings. Then this is these are the rankings that come up whenever you do a search that Google or Yahoo would pull from their database.
And that's what we're working on right now, in getting making sure your website is optimized to be able to come up on that natural search.
Right, exactly.
And so now we are, and so that's what Joe's group does. And folks, here's the thing. What I'm encouraging you to do right now is to learn more about optimizing your website. Not so much so you can do it by yourself, if you can, fine. But you know what? I've been using computers, Joe, since probably before you were born. I'm not smart enough to keep up with all the search engine optimization stuff. So I hire people to help me with that. And, folks, I encourage you to do the same thing. It's not worth it. These guys... People have to lock Joe up at night. I mean, the things that he knows, you know, they won't let him out in the public with regular people, because he knows stuff that you know that's pretty specialized stuff. And so Joe, so what I want you to do, folks, is I want you to follow Joe as he walks us through this keyword thing with Google, so you can become better educated. So when you talk to whoever you work with, submitawebsite.com or whoever you do work with for your search engine optimization, you're a little better educated. So we went to Google, we typed in Google keyword,
right.
and then we clicked on the first link, and that took us to this form.
Correct. This takes us to a page called called Keyword Tool, and it's the Google Keyword Tool.
Right.
And this page, this is a pretty interactive tool that Google has given us, and it allows us to see what people type in on the search engines.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows us to even understand which keywords are more important, which keywords are being searched more often than others, which is, you know, again, very helpful in the design process, and obviously in the search engine optimization marketing process is critical.
Right. So I type in whatever my industry is, whatever it is
right.
that I want to sell the most of. I type that in, then what happens?
So I'm going to type in accounting software, and when you type that in, just push the get more keywords
right.
button. And what that's going to do is that's going to bring up a combination of other popular keywords that are relevant to accounting software. And then, like I said, it might even bring up words like financial software, financial accounting software. And what it does is, as you can see, if you type that in, you'll see a whole list of just combinations and variations of the way that people type this stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Payroll accounting software, tax accounting software package, accounting software programs, and so there's just combination after combination after combination, and there's even a little diagram, a little bar chart here that shows you how much search volume it gets on a monthly basis, and in particular in the month of May.
Mm-hmm.
And it also shows you what your advertiser competition is. So there's a pretty neat way to see what keywords are getting a lot of searches, and then also how much competition there is against those searches.
Now, when I search on search volume there, that's going to tell me what that bar chart – is that going to quantify the bar chart?
Google does not release the actual numbers.
Right.
Which is, you know, I wish that they did, be a lot better if they did. There's another tool called Overture Search Suggestion Tool, which is a Yahoo tool.
Uh-huh.
And the Yahoo tool will also release some numbers. They're actually in the process of changing that, so we might go over there now and see that it's very similar. But they're making
right.
their tool more like Google's tool. But historically, over the past few years, they've actually showed their numbers of the people that search on Yahoo.
So, folks, what we did here, and I went to Google, we typed in Google keyword, then we went to the first link in that list, and then we typed in the words that we wanted. You can play around with that, folks. Use it to your advantage. Get smarter about what it takes to optimize your search engine, I mean your website for search engines, and then get some help. Somebody like Joe Griffin at submitawebsite.com. Hey, Joe, thanks for your help. Good job today.
You got it.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
And I'll see you later today on the IBM web seminar.
Yes,
I'm looking
sir.
Forward to that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.